House lawmakers on the Oversight Committee are exposing a multi-billion dollar fraud scheme taking place in Minnesota. Around $9 billion meant to support Minnesota programs may have been stolen since 2018, a federal prosecutor reported last month. House Republicans on the committee this morning criticized Minnesota officials for not acting quickly enough to stop it.
Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and Minnesota's Democrat leadership have either been asleep at the wheel or complicit in these crimes.
The child care fraud scheme was first exposed more than a decade ago, between 2011 and 2013. But one state lawmaker who appeared as a witness today said that those who tried to initially report the fraud faced government retaliation.
They revealed that retaliation now includes threats of being fired with cause, which means you do not get unemployment insurance in the state of Minnesota, being blacklisted from all state agencies.
The Democrats' witness, a former DOJ official, pushed back on the idea that fraudsters haven't faced repercussions, highlighting the consequences that some have faced so far.
The department has charged over a dozen people for stealing $14 million from a program meant for children with autism.
The state's governor, Tim Walz, has repeatedly defended his handling of the fraud crisis. But since the crisis has been exposed on the national scale, Walz has since dropped his reelection campaign for a third term. Some Republicans aim to expose that some of the stolen money was used to fund Democrat politicians, even the state's attorney general.
Oh, did money flow to Mr. Ellison's campaign a couple weeks later from some of the folks who were in that meeting?
Sure did.
How much do we know how much that was?
I do not have that number.
So it wasn't just overlooking the fraud. They were actively trying to make sure this program continued, and then they benefited from that politically with contributions to their campaign, all in this same year, all in 2021.